Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you who are joining us online. We are starting with the announcements just a couple of minutes early because there are several this morning that I want you to be aware of. First, it's the first Sunday in November, and our November basket offering is going to the Pastor's Discretionary Fund. These two Sundays are going to go toward the expenses that occur over the entire year. I use that fund to take folks out for a meal if they're interested in becoming a member. If someone is going through a hard time, I use that fund to buy them a book that I think might be helpful. There are a lot of ways in which I use that fund, including helping those in our church and community who are going through a hard time and need a little extra support. So thank you for supporting the Pastor's Discretionary Fund. We'll take up that offering after the regular offering this morning. I just want you to be aware that our first hymn, For All the Saints, it has seven verses. We're not going to sing all seven, but we are going to sing 1, 3, 6, and 7. It's listed at the top of the page, so if you forget where we are, just look 1, 3, 6, 7. Wanted to let you know that Jay Proctor's grandmother, Velma, died this week. We blessed a prayer shawl for her last Sunday, and I got to take it over and spend some time with her and pray with her. Her service is going to be at Davidson tomorrow at 2 o'clock with a visitation at 1, if you'd like to go and support Jay. Bobby Waitman is in the hospital, wanted to let you know, so you can continue to pray for he and Jana. He'd been in the hospital for about a week and a half, a week or so ago, with some trouble in his PICC line, and he's been back for the last several days. They're hoping he can come home tomorrow, but it all depends on if his PICC line is where it needs to be. Frank has put out flags on the veterans' graves. He thinks he has gotten everybody, but if your veteran has been missed, please let him know and he'll put a flag out there for you. With school back in session, it is backpack program time. This year we are feeding 50 children every weekend with food in their backpacks. They receive a Ziploc bag like this filled with cereal, ramen noodle, ravioli, peanut butter, pudding, applesauce, and a granola bar. This costs about $3.20 for the entire month. No, for a week. $3.20 a week, which is about $13 a month. And so if you would like to sponsor one of the children in the backpack program, it's $13 a month. Or if it's easier just to pay for the whole year, it's $117. But we have 50 children this year. There are 87 total, but Heath Church is taking care of the rest. Let's see here. Next Sunday is our Veterans Breakfast hosted by the Fellowship Committee. It's going to honor our veterans, but they want to make sure that everybody knows you are all welcome to come and eat with us and to honor our veterans. We have a few birthdays this week. Stephen Nelson, Libby Carrick, Janice Queen, Jody Hernandez, and Gaynell Davis. And then remembering their baptism, Joanna Wilson, Brandon Conrad, Amy Kepley, Olivia Turner, Anna Nelson, and Kate Cecil. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And lastly, we have a prayer shawl to bless this morning. This is for Celeste Lamberth, who is a friend of Kelly Carrick's, and she has been re-diagnosed with cancer, and it has come back very aggressively. So let us pray for Celeste. God, we thank you for the gift of prayer, that you always hear us, whether we come to you with cries, sighs, screams, words, or silence. You hear the thoughts on our mind and the prayers of our hearts. We ask that you would be with Celeste as she is navigating these early days of figuring out her cancer treatments. We ask that you would guide the doctors to find the best plan for her possible. And we ask that you would bless this prayer shawl, that as she feels the weight of it upon her shoulders or upon her lap, that she would feel the weight of our love for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Let's do blue today. Is that good? Okay, which one do you want to use? You are able. We begin our All Saints worship service with a thanksgiving for baptism, because it is in baptism that we are united with Christ's death and resurrection, and in baptism in these waters we are forever joined to the communion of saints. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and placed us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you washed us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day, you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font and for all water everywhere. Shower us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your love. Clothe us and all your people with grace. Embolden us to do justice. Bless us to love mercy. Guide us to walk humbly with you, whom we thank and praise through Jesus Christ in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for the children's message. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Sawyer. Jane was supposed to do children's church, but I don't see her today. So, Susan's going to do children's church for us today. Perfect. I got a new book this week, and it's so lovely that I thought I would share it with you, but I thought maybe you could help me read it. Every time I say, "My love," you're going to say, "God is everywhere." Can you practice that? "My love, God is everywhere." And maybe the congregation can help us, because this is a story of a mommy telling her daughter that God is everywhere. So she says, "My love, God is everywhere." One day I asked my mom, "Where is God? Is God here or is God there?" She said, "My love, God is everywhere." Is God way up high or way down low? My love, God is everywhere. God is way up high beyond the tallest tree. God's love is always bigger than the biggest thing you see. And God is way down low in things beneath the dew. God made all creatures, just like God made me and you. Is God here in these flowers or there with that dog? My love, God is everywhere. God is in the field of the flowers that grow and bring us joy, because God is in all nature, connecting with every girl and every boy. And God's warmth is in the dog who loves us all day long, always happy to see us and forgiving every wrong. Is God here when it's loud or there when it's quiet? My love, God is everywhere. God is here when it's loud in the music we sing. God is even present when shouts of chaos ring. And God is there when it's quiet, in the stillness that we meet. When we can't hear a thing, God is close, like our heartbeat. Is God here when I'm happy or there when I'm sad? My love, God is everywhere. God is here when you're happy in your joy and celebration. God dances with you because you are God's creation. And God is there when you're sad, holding you when you're blue, hurting alongside you. Because God gets sad too. Is God here when I'm scared or there when I'm brave? My love, God is everywhere. God is here when you're scared, when you're anxious and afraid. God is here to hold your hand on days when you feel betrayed. And God is there when you're brave, when you're standing tall. When you're ready to face dragons, God is with you through it all. Is God here when I'm good or there when I'm bad? My love, God is everywhere. God is here when you choose goodness and are living from your heart. When you follow the path of love, God is with you from the start. And God is there when you mess up. If you make a choice that isn't best, it doesn't mean you're bad. It just means you're human, like all the rest. Is God here with her or there with him? My love, God is everywhere. God is here with her, having formed and called her good. God dwells in her even when she feels misunderstood. And God is there with him, having made him wonderfully too, because God is in all of us. It doesn't matter who. Is God here when I'm alive or there when I die? My love, God is everywhere. God is here with you now, filling your lungs with every breath. God is always near, and nothing can separate you, not even death. Because even when you die, God's arms are stretched out wide, ready to wipe away your tears and greet you on the other side. So God is here and there, I asked. Yes, Mother said, God is always here, and God will always be there. Because, my love, God is everywhere. I hope you liked that story. I did too. Before you go to Children's Church, will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for our church.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you that you are everywhere.
Help us
to remember that
and to look for you everywhere.
We love you, God.
Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church with Susan this morning.
The sheet that is spread over all nations. God will swallow up death for.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit. And deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, Unbind him, let him go. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My mom is up in Williamsburg, Virginia this weekend doing a wedding, and she sent me a picture of herself this morning with some wind-blown hair on the beach. She said that before she drove back home, she decided she wanted to see the ocean, so she drove over to Yorktown and was looking out at the Atlantic. But here's the best part. Then she said, You were in my head. I dipped my hand in the water and remembered my baptism. We know each other so well that there are times when we know what the other will say even before the other says it, or even if the other isn't there. And when we tell each other about it, we say, "You were in my head." Sometimes we do know someone so well, or we've heard them say something so many times, that it becomes a part of our thinking or our speech. This is one of the reasons why at funerals or memorial services, I say three sentences every time, hoping that those words will become part of your head and part of your thinking and maybe even part of your speech, even if I'm not around. These three sentences are, and by the way, I wanted to quiz you and see if you all remembered them, but I thought no. Even with the extra hour and the time change today, our brains aren't quite awake enough for that, right? So those sentences are, "We have come to this place at this time to remember that through his resurrection, Jesus defeated death forever." Second one, "You are not alone in your grief or sadness. God is with you, holding you in the same arms and in the same love that now hold your loved one in eternity." And three, "We have come to this place to celebrate that death does not have the last word over your loved one's life." Do these sound familiar? They sound familiar? Did you know that I was repeating them on purpose? Or you just kind of thought I needed to find some fresh material? Not sure. Well, the gospel lesson for this morning is a literal example of Jesus getting the last word over death. When he says, "Lazarus, come out, unbind him and let him go," death does not get that last word. Jesus does. I love it. And sometimes I wonder if at the end of time, when Jesus comes again, if that's how the resurrection of the body will take place. Jesus will say to us and to our graves, "Come out, unbind them and let them go." What a glorious day that will be. Isaiah describes it beautifully in our Old Testament lesson this morning, that God will gather all people to a feast, celebrating that God has swallowed up death forever. Death and disease will be no more. Violence and abuse will be no more. Pain and sorrow will be no more. And God will wipe away every tear. This is our great hope. But this hope isn't realized quite yet. Death is still very much a reality. Death hasn't quite lost its sting. And we all know, all too well, the grief and the pain that Mary and Martha are experiencing in this passage at the death of their brother. Today, on All Saints Sunday, I think we're all aware more than usual that we hold that tension between resurrection hope and sorrow and grief. In this gospel story, we see Jesus living in that tension himself. Knowing that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead in just a few minutes, Jesus still wept. Jesus wept with the pain of his dear friend dying. And I think Jesus also wept with empathy at the sight of his dear friends in pain, grieving. Jesus didn't skip over the grief. He didn't ignore or repress the pain. He didn't detach from the sorrow. And he didn't rush to the resurrection part. first Jesus experienced the pain and the suffering that death causes. The Greek word for wept in the sentence that says Jesus wept only occurs one time in the New Testament. And you're thinking, wait, I know there's more weeping and crying in the New Testament. There is, but that's a different word. The word that the author of John uses for Jesus weeping emphasizes so strongly the visible tears on Jesus' face. The other Greek word for crying that's used elsewhere is more about the sound of crying, the wailing. But the author of John wanted the hearers of this gospel to know that Jesus wept with visible tears on his face. Visible tears running down his cheeks. This is really profound and significant for me. And one of my favorite authors, Cole Arthur Riley, writes this. She says, you can't tell me that it doesn't change everything, that the one who created all things and holds all things together cried. When Christ wept over Lazarus, he must have done so not out of an absence of hope or faith, but out of love. And I think she's right. Jesus wept out of love. And it changes everything. The one who created all things and holds all things together comes to us in our pain and stays with us in our sorrow. Yes, Jesus will have the last word over death. Yes, someday Jesus will return and God will swallow up death forever. And yes, God will wipe away every tear from every eye. That is our hope, and we do look forward to that day. But until then, before Jesus calls us or our loved ones out from the tomb, Jesus sees us in our pain and grief, and he cries with us. The one who became human, who himself was placed in a tomb and then broke forth from that tomb, is with us in our grief, in our sorrow. Jesus is with us at the tomb, and he cries with us, and he too prays for us. And I don't know about you, but I think that is some pretty darn good news. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.
Thank you.
confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
One in the communion of saints, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. O God of resurrection, you call us by name and raise us to life. Rouse your church from slumber. Where we have held back in fear or shame, unbind us. Embolden us in our proclamation of your good news, that all may know abundant life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of creation, you have founded your world on rivers and seas. Preserve fresh water sources and the creatures who call them home. Heal places of pollution and nourish places of drought. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of the earth, you reign over all nations and peoples. Inspire us with wisdom and discernment as we elect legislators and leaders. May they govern with justice and uphold the dignity of all people. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of heaven, you make your home among mortals. Come alongside those who weep this day. Befriend all who are lonely. Encourage those in despair and heal any who are suffering, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Kate, Keith, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Abide with your faithful ones in love. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God who serves, you set before us a feast of rich food. Sustain our ministries of fellowship and hospitality. Strengthen the hands and hearts of all who prepare and serve food for our nourishment. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God, Alpha and Omega, we give thanks for your faithful ones who are now at peace with you, especially Velma Arvey. With all your saints, we praise you, for you have swallowed up death forever. Merciful God,
holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Today on All Saints Sunday, we give thanks that we and our loved ones are, by God's grace, forever a part of the communion of saints. We are reminded this every Sunday in the Great Thanksgiving that all of God's people, including our loved ones who have died, are present with us in worship and as we share in God's holy meal. Right before we sing Holy, 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 the pastor says, and so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. This is why we light these candles at the altar, to remind us of the presence of the saints who are with us in this sacred meal. In this portion of the service, we remember together in community the names of those who have died in the past year. As each name is read, a candle will be lit with a flame from the Paschal candle that reminds us of the presence of Jesus with us. As the name is read, a bell will also be rung, reminding us that each person is seen, heard, and held in God's loving embrace. If a loved one of yours' name is spoken this morning, you are invited to take that candle with you after worship and light it to remember that they are still with us in the communion of saints. Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our sisters and brothers. We thank you for giving them to us, to know and to love as companions in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope, until by your call we are gathered together in our heavenly home in the company of all your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Glenn Aldine Conrad. Kat Varner, Kay Cook Hedrick, Steve Lopp, Eva Ray Clark, Zelma Watkins Miller, Jack Briggs, Captain Ronnie Metcalf, Walter Lohr Yantz, Marion Eberwine, Cindy Step Webb, Woody Sturdivant, Amy Tysinger, Gary Hicks, Sarah Hicks, Ad Dorset, Jonna Arnett, Jim Lippard, Nancy Jean Conrad Gosnell, Professor Allison Enser, Mary Lou Watkins, Neil Watkins, Catherine Elaine Bevis, Alan Pickett Jr., Adrian Neal, Velma Arvey, Rick Foster, Let us pray. Almighty God, in holy baptism you have knit your chosen people together into one communion of saints in the body of Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and to trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to everlasting life. Amen. At this time, I'm going to say a prayer, and there's going to be space for you to say aloud the name of any saint who has died, even if they have not died in this past year, because they are still a part of us and still gather here with us. God, Father and Mother of us all, we pray to you for all those whom we love but no longer see, especially those we now name aloud on our lips. God of all grace, we give you thanks that because of his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love in Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, may the peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to get up and move around a little bit and share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you, Debbie.
Pray together. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring me forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. When the times had at last ripened, and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all of creation. You gave us breath and speech that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three in one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world, forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus Christ, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise, and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together.
God of abundance, with this bread of life
and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace. Sure need a good news.